We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Yo, this is DJ Spanish Fly, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, raised by sound.
Present day. Present time.
Selection for societal sanity.
What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? What's up, Memphis? It's your boy DJ Standalone Complex on the ones and twos. Today we got a special guest coming in today for Computer Prophecy Show. Josh Heat was like the first guy seen playing UK Garage in Memphis. And I was like shocked. I was like, yo, you gotta come on the show, bro. I got an interview here on live on the station. Yeah, we'll get more into his, you know, background along the show's playing. And yeah, I hope y'all enjoy. We're gonna start it off with some very experimental sounds, kick it off with something I really like. It's like a song I constantly listen to. And yeah, I hope y'all getting ready for those spooky vibes, Halloween season coming around. You know, and thank you for everybody who donated to push us to our goal 100%. We finally met it. Thank you guys so much. You really bring opportunity to Memphis for people who are trying to be, you know, creatives out here for music endeavors, you know. So, yeah, stay tuned. Let's get it.
Free the panic. demons on my mind like a merchant. Private jet, my flight don't fly merchant. I sell you by that my merchant. Mommy Kadi from if my person. Oh me, yo, my Louis, not princess. Pyramid, one eye, all my essence. Here it is, more copy, my purpose. My purpose is more copy, my purpose. You wanna dance with a younger, wanna do with a cheese. You wanna, wanna do with a cheese. To get the bands and a hundred to the shoes. You need to get the bands and a hundred to the beauty. Hot bass, no food and little game, no food in the kitchen. You need to dream with you, I'm a mission. I'm like rich, never give up for free, huh. Young killer from the game, white feet. Look at me, the nuts in my feet. Young killer in the living, young in the morning in my feet. Young with the hook and I'm a man, I need that.
What's up, Memphis? What's up, man? Who I got here today, bro? What's up? Talk to him. Talk to Memphis.
This
dog.
Me, Josh Hendry, sir, straight out of Glasgow.
Glasgow. Man, so what got you into music, bro? What got you into, like, DJing, you know?
Man, I started back when I was around 13 years old. My best friend. We just both ended up getting a little controller to ourselves. You know, we'd been at a couple parties and that before. Loved this type of music.
Okay.
And we're just trying to emulate what we'd heard.
Yeah. Okay.
From there, it just kind of blossomed. I started diving deeper into other types of genres of dance music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Truly find out what I enjoy playing. And then from there, the kind of the skill and the technique just came by itself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So who are some of your, like, no, top artists, like, you really look up to, or top DJs?
A couple that stand out to me, the first that comes to my mind, probably Carl Cox.
Okay. What genre?
He's massive in the UK for his techno, but I mean, he goes across multiple genres. Just his attitude towards music is something that I really looked up to.
Okay. Huh. And so, like, what has, like, you coming to Memphis, like, taught you about, like, the music scene, you know, when you started DJing?
Memphis has opened up another whole world for me, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
I never really decided to take my music seriously until I moved to Memphis. I had a bunch of other stuff going on that, for whatever reason here and there, just got in the way. But ever since I have, it's led me to meet so many awesome people.
Oh, yeah.
Have so many great experiences.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just, it's been life-changing, honestly.
Okay, what's up, man? And, like, you know, I remember when I first met you, I was like, yo, is that what I'm hearing right now? Hold on, what, is this UK garage? I was like, what? What's going on? You know, I never met anybody in Memphis that plays that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That stood out to me. And, like, that day, I was like, yo, I got to get this guy on the show, man.
Yeah, man, that's
I'm glad
something.
I met you that day.
I've been in the U.S. for around 6 years now, and
okay,
I've been trying to find ways to, you know, almost translate the music taste over to the American people.
You came through last night too, right?
That's right. Yes, that was surreal. Last night was surreal.
Yeah, man. And shout out to Larry Heard, man. He just, you know, legend. Living legend.
Awesome guy.
But yeah, man, we're going to get back to these tunes. And you know what I'm saying? Hey, you got any shout outs, Josh?
Shout out my family.
Yeah.
For sure. Mom, dad, my two brothers, they know who they are.
Okay.
Supported me my whole way. I'm beyond thankful for them.
Okay.
I wouldn't be where I was without my family.
Oh, yeah. Same. You know? Brother. Same. But yeah, let's kick it off with some nice house tunes. One of my favorite artists I was telling you about, actually, Jeremy Sylvester. Let's get it. We'll be right back.
Present time.
Yo, 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 yo. It's your boy back on the ones and twos with my boy.
Just Heat.
You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to get more insight on like your inspiration in music, you know. What's something that you want to see more in Memphis in the music scene?
I would say, honestly, my biggest kind of thing I have with music in general right now is just people's obsession with being on their phone and social media and just always trying to just put stuff out to impress other people. Like, I want to be able to bring across the type of set where people can just feel present and be part of the music. Because that's, for me, that's the whole reason I got into it in the first place. Is, yeah, you know, you listen to music, you feel it within yourself, you forget about everything else you got going on, what's going on next week, whatever credit card bill you got paid, it just melts away, you know?
Yeah.
I want to bring that. That's my inspiration, you know?
Okay.
I've had a couple times where it's been like that, and because I can see that there's the potential there, that's what keeps me going, you know?
Okay. And, like, do you remember your first set here?
My first set in Memphis. That was a B-side, actually.
Okay. And how long was this
that
ago?
Yeah, like? That was my boy Chase that got me in on that.
Okay.
Met him through a friend. He just really seemed to get with my music, and he put me on. I played for about an hour. I was nervous as hell.
But yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, everybody when they first try something, man, they always are nervous. You know what I'm saying? Look.
Absolutely. To me, if you're nervous, it only just shows you care.
Yeah.
You know,
shows you actually caring about it. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I've seen myself. Grow and improve since I've been here, and I can't wait to see where stuff goes from here.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it, man. We're gonna get you to come back here pretty soon, but yeah, man, we're finna go ahead and end this show off with some more of I'm gonna end it off with Mall Grab. I don't know if y'all know about Mall Grab, but that's one of my favorite house artists. But yeah, let's get to it.
I'd just like to say thank you for having me on here.
Oh, yeah.
My next show, we're playing at B-Side again, November 10th.
November 10th, okay.
Started a little group up.
Okay.
Memphis Dance Music Association.
Okay.
Get with it.
All right. Let's get it.
But there's a lot of things that I cannot try. in the German whip, counting on my guap. All black, from head to toe. You can't see me inside the club. All I wanna do is sip on the bud. The goose from the bottle, you heard.
Sabrina. in my pillow.